as we left off yesterday, on the one hand, we gave a very, very specific definition of what constitutes an av b'lucha Shabbos, what constitutes a tolda. We weren't sure what that specific definition was. Some Rishonim put the entire emphasis on chashivos, and some Rishonim put the entire emphasis on mishkan, and maybe a combination of mishkan and chashivos. But there are certain objective criteria as to what constitutes an av, and then by default, everything else is a tolda. And yet, the Gemara turns around the Masechah Shabbos and the Ayin Gimel and tells us, by the way, there are a whole bunch of other activities that are called kula malacha achasein. So not only is planting a seed a malacha, but pruning and grafting and all the above, a kula malacha achasein. The question is, what exactly does that phrase mean in light of what we've been talking about in terms of very specific criteria to define an av? So we take a look at the six of the Maimakomos. So the Rambam begins to give us an idea as to what is the driving force of that sugya. The Rambam, the sixth of the Maamar Kamos, the Shabbos, Begzan Alach Gimel tells us. V'chein, Echad Azarei Azaroim, it doesn't matter whether you're planting seeds, O Anote Ilanos, or if you're planting a tree, planting a sapling, O Hamavrich Ilanos, or if a person is doing what we spoke about bending over the branches in such a way that makes the tree grow better, O Hamarkiv, or a person grafts, O Azomer, or a person prunes. So the Rambam just paraphrased the entire Gemara in Shabbos, all five cases. So comes the Rambam and says, Kol Eilu Av Echad Hein Me'avos Pelochus. Says the Rambam, any of these activities is considered to be an Av Melocha. Because it's all really the same thing. What makes it all the same thing? What is the underlying feature of planting and grafting and pruning? What makes it so similar? So the Rambam explains, Shekol Achas Be'amlet Sameach Dover Hum Iskavein. That the person's intent in all the above is to make something grow. That is the Av Melacha. So if you want to know how to define the Av Melacha of Zereah, Zereah has nothing to do with seeds. Seeds is an example of a certain intent that the person has, the intent being, Letzameach Dov Hu Miskaveh. So the Tiferes Yisrael, in his introduction to Mishnayis of Masechet Shabbos, explains what the Rambam is telling us as follows. With that phrase, Letzameach Dov Hu Miskaveh, the Rambam is addressing something fundamental in terms of the Shabbos, and that is, whenever we discuss what a person is doing, we always have to ask ourselves two questions. Number one, we time the action. What action is the person doing? And then number two, what the person's intent is. Says it to Paris Israel, you can have two actions that are so radically different from one another. Let's take, for example, the action of planting a seed and the action of pruning a tree. If you just look objectively at the action per se, they are so different. In one case, you're putting something into the ground, and in another case, you're taking something out of the ground. So says it to Paris Israel, if Hilchos Shabbos would only be defined by a person's action, then there's no way we could ever call pruning an av melacha. Anything would be mutter to prune, but you couldn't call it an av melacha in Shabbos. So the Rambam tells us the secret by saying, since letzameach davu miskaven, what really matters is the person's intent, and the intent is identical. Because the goal, the end goal of planting, and the end goal of grafting, and the end goal of pruning is the same. It's letzameach davu, it's to make something grow. That is the definition of an av melacha on Shabbos. So first we identified categories of Reah, we looked to Mishkan, Chashivos, however we got to that number, however we got to that first category, and then we extrapolate and say, anything that does the same, not action, but anything that accomplishes the same intent is automatically considered to be as an Av, not a Tolda. The problem is, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is that there is a Sugya. We're going to come back to the Sugya a little bit later, we talk about Toldos by Nezikim, but there's a Sugya in Maseches Moi Katan, in that base, and the Gemara identifies Mashkes Roim as a told of Zerah. A person, what is their lawn? What is their seeds? What is their plants? So that's an Issa Deraisa. No question about it. That's an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos. But the Gemara says Mashkes Roim is only a tolda. Now again, in the world of Lamaisa, does it make all that much of a difference? Av tolda, very, very little difference, as we spoke a little bit about yesterday. But conceptually, watering seeds is not an Av Meloch of Zerah. It is only a told of Zereah, which leads the Tiferes Yisrael to question, why should that be so? According to the Rambam's brand new definition, that everything revolves around those four words, Tzemech Davru Miskaven, well, the goal of watering my seeds, watering my plants, watering my lawn, is to make sure that it grows better. So why shouldn't that be an av as well?
Yeah, action and intent, the distinction doesn't seem to be that valid, because when you prune, your action is, pushing your hand like this, and you know, when you see it, it's pushing your hand like this. Your action is just an action of muscles on the hand. You know, the whether you cut off a branch or whether you put something into the ground is your intent.
Right, that's what the Rambam says. Right, you're defending exactly what the Rambam is saying.
You're saying that. I mean, it's not that. It's a different action also.
No, 100%. I agree with 100%. You're strengthening the argument that the Rambam, everything really matters about Litzamech Dafa, because the end goal is that I should have something that's growing better. So in the case when I plant, my end goal is I should have a seed that's growing. When I prune my tree, the end goal is that the tree should be growing better. So that's it's a very, very different action. It's different on many, many different levels. But the problem is, once you go down the route of saying that anything and everything revolves around intent, so then why is watering plants not enough? It's also my intent is that the plants should grow better. Anything should all be almost, and that's not the case. So Tiferes Yisrael suggests a different factor, a second factor. Says Tiferes Yisrael that there's still a big difference between watering a plant and pruning a tree. When you prune a tree, your action, although it's a different action, your action is involved directly with the item that is being improved. Namely, I am physically touching that tree. In the case of planting a seed, I'm holding that seed, putting it into the ground. In the case of the tree, I'm holding the tree, and I'm pruning the tree. In the case of the Mashkez Rahim, it's almost something min hachutz. In the case of the Mashkez Rahim, I'm 100 feet away. I'm pouring my watering can, I'm pouring my home, I'm sprinkling my hose. And that water that I'm spritzing is now going to come and hit those seeds and eventually make that grass grow better. Says it to Tiferes Yisrael, when the melacha is not even done directly to the cheftza that is growing, by definition, that cannot be called an av. I didn't say it's mutter, still derais, it's still a todah. And again, practically, we're not quite sure what the difference is, but at least conceptually, in order to constitute an av, it's not enough just that tzemech u'davum is kavin, you have to add another factor as well. But
it's a little indirect. You're watering the soil.
Right.
You're watering the seed. It's the soil.
Right. So it makes it even better. Right. You're making it even better. It's really almost one step removed from the cheftza that's actually growing. So this newly developed idea of the Rambam that the only thing that really matters is letzameach davar miskaven, what the person's intent is. So not all the Rishonim agree to this. We take a look at Rashi on the fifth of the Maamar Kamos. So back one Maamar Makom. So Rashi says, take a look at the beginning of the second line. So Rashi says, the Reya av Malacha, Vino Teyanami av Malacha, planting a tree is also an av Malacha. Tainu Zoreya? Because it's really the same. Elisha Zeb Yisroim Zeb Yilam. So what's the difference, says Rashi? Who cares whether you're doing it with seeds, you're doing it with saplings? It's all the same thing. V'chein Mavrichum Harkiv, says Rashi. What's the difference whether you're bending branches into the ground? What's the difference whether you're grafting onto a tree? It's all the same thing. It says Rashi, wait a second, about Zomer Tolda. But Zomer, Zomer, that's not an Av, that's a Tolda. Now it's strange because the Gemara lumped them all together in one breath. So Rashi says, yeah, the Gemara lumped them all together, that they're all part of Zoreya. But being part of Zoreya doesn't mean they qualify being an Av of Zoreya. They may very well be just a Tolda of Zoreya. My nafkamina. Why is Rashi so convinced that, unlike Noteya, Mavrich, and Markiv, which are avos, Zomer is only a toldah? So clearly, Rashi was of the opinion, based on that question that we asked against the Rambam, that with the Rambam was Mechadesh, that it doesn't really matter the type of action that you're doing. What really matters is your kavana. Rashi seems to say, no, the action that you're doing makes all the difference in the world. You have to isolate what is the action. What is the tamsus advarim? What is the essence of the action of planting a tree? So, or the essence of planting a seed. The essence of planting a seed is putting something into the ground to enable it to grow. That's the essence of the melacha. So any and every time I put something into the ground, emphasis on the word into the ground, for the purpose of growing, that is the melacha of Zoreya. That's the av melacha of Zoreya. I put a sapling into the ground, that's okay. I graft something onto a tree, that's putting it into the ground. I'm taking a branch and now connecting it to a pre-existing tree. So I'm placing something into the ground for it to grow. In the case of a markiv, the person bends over the branches, whatever that means, and puts it into the ground, same idea. When you zomer, so that's not what zomer is. Zomer is you're taking something out of the ground. Now it's true that your long-term intent is it's going to grow better, and it will. The rest of the tree will grow better. But since your goal is the same, but your action is different, you are removing rather than placing, says Rashi, that by definition cannot possibly be anything more than a toldah. So we have Machloikis, Rashi, and the Rambam on a small nuance of four out of the five are avos, according to everybody, but that fifth zomer depends on whether you put your focus on kavana or the focus is on maisa. But unlike Rashi and the Rambam, there is a third interpretation of the Rishonim, and that appears in the Kesef Mishnah, the seventh in the Mamakomos. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Kosev Aramach, Moshe Cohen, raised the question. He says, Temo, he says, I don't understand this, what the Rambam is saying. Imkain, Elu Avos, if the Rambam is right, that Zoreya, Neteya, Zomer, all the above Avos, Amai Choshev Aboim Chosarachas, why do we have a magic number 39? We should have more than 50. I'm sorry, the beginning of the next question. I'm sorry. We should have had more than 50. We should have 100,000. I don't know how many of us we can have. Our Gemara says the Ramach, what do you mean that all these additional activities are avos? The Gemara said that avos have to have been in the Mishkan. Well, the Rambam would, and Rashi would probably respond, first you have to determine what the avos are, and those are determined by Mishkan criteria. Once you've determined avos, anything that is so similar to avos, again, you plug in Rashi, you plug in the Rambam, what you think similar is. Well, the similar means intent, similar means action. But once you've identified 39 avos of the Mishkan, then you can extend them. The Ramach says, no, you can't extend them. The list is closed. The box is closed. Says the Ramach, there were 39 at Kanvalo Yosef. There's a list, Kashbrachi Moshe Rabbeinu, the list, 39 Malachas, Mishkan, Choshev, however you got to that list, at Kanvalo Yosef. He says that the chofer, the choreit, umavrich, umarkiv, umbotzer, umosik. He's knocking out one Rambam after another. We just spoke about the Rambam about Zareya. There's a Rambam about choresh and a Rambam about kotzer. But the Rambam has all these extensions. Lo hayu b'mishkan, he says. None of these things were in the Mishkan. Shlo hayu tzorech b'mishkan lachbor v'lachrotz. V'gam lo hayu tzricha mahavrich lahakiv lita ilanos. He says they weren't planting trees in the Mishkan or they weren't pruning trees in the Mishkan. They weren't doing any of this stuff. The only thing they were doing in the Mishkan was planting seeds for the purpose of growing the herbs in order to be able to create the dye, to have the dyes in order to color the big tikkun, etc. None of this stuff was going on in the Mishkan. And therefore, says the Ramach, none of the above are considered to be avos. So what in the world does the Gemara mean when it says, Kula Malacha Achasein? We read that Gemara in Masech HaShabbos. So the Kesef Mishnah continues, V'achi Perusho, Kula Malacha Achasein, the Kulon, catch this word, told the Mizareya. The Gemara never meant anything. All the Gemara meant was, they're all toldos. They're not really avos. So we go back for a moment, back to the fourth of the Ramakomos, to read that Gemara again. When the Gemara says, Tana, in Shabbos and Gilma Bey's fourth of the Ramakomos, Tana, Zareya, Vahazome, Vanoteya, Vahamavich, Vahamarkiv, Kulon Malach Achasein. What in the world does that line mean? So we have three different interpretations. According to the Ram, it means they're all avos, because they're all with the same intent, and don't bother, we don't ask any cashes. According to Rashi, they're all chayav, not all of us. Some of them are avos, some of them are toldos. Zomer is a tolda, everything is an av. Comes the Ramach and says, kulam lach achasein, that means they're all toldos. Doesn't mean anything more than any other tolda. They're all plain and simple toldos. So we have really three fundamentally different approaches in the Rishonim. How do we go from avos to toldos? How do we know whether we're in the world of avos or in the world of toldos? According to the Rambam, kavana is everything, assuming that you're dealing with the same cheftza. If you're not dealing with the same cheftza, that's almost a quirk, but it's not an av. But according to the Rambam, it's all kavana. According to Rashi, it's not kavana alone, it's what the essence of the maisa is. And according to the Ramach, it's neither kavana nor the essence of the maisa. It's 39, adkan, to close the list, adkan velo yosef.
The Rambam and Rashi don't hold by 39.
Well, there are 39 main, but the 39 mains have almost like 39 A, B, and C. It's not a tolda. Tolda or derivative is 39 plus, so to speak. Within the 39, there are A, Bs, and Cs. But the question that we have to keep on coming back to is, does any of this matter? Lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. Does it make a difference, halacha lemaisa, whether it's an av or tolda? We started out yesterday by saying, well, the Gemara says, yechayev skila, chayev koros, chayev chatas. It's all deraisa. So does it make much of a difference whether it's an av or tolda? So Tosus, on the second page, on the ninth of the Ramakomos. So Tosfos raises the question in Agamara. Agamara almost makes it sound like there is no real difference. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Well, according to some Tanoim, if you do an Avodah Tovah together, you have one, you have two. Very, very small, detailed nafkamina. Or maybe there's no nafkamina, one's Mishkan, not Mishkan. So comes Tosfos and says, wait a second. Why didn't the Gemara give a most basic, obvious nafkamina? Take a look at the ninth in Ramakomos. V'im Tomar. V'neima de nafkamina inin hasra. Says Tosfos, as a din, when a person does an action that's chayav misas beis din, so in order to be chayav misas beis din, they have to warn him. He requires hasra. What does hasra mean? You have to give the person a warning as to what he's doing wrong. So let's say if I see somebody doing an aveira, I see a person about to kill somebody, I say, don't do what you're doing. That's not hasra. I have to say, losirta, don't. Whether or not I have to quote the pasuk is a different story, but I have to identify what the aveir is. I see a person being over the vodah, I have to tell him what he's doing, Rasa. So comes to us and says, when you see a person being Mechel Shabbos, well, how do you have to formulate, how do you have to word Hasra? So says to us, you're talking about the name of the Nafkimilin Hasra, Shetzurach LaHasra Satodah Mishum Avdida. Says to us, doesn't everybody know that you have to give Hasra by saying, don't do this and this Av? I can't say, don't do this action. I can't just say, oh, by the way, what you're doing is a tolda, so you have skill for that. No. You have to be master in the name of the Aveira. So the name of the Aveira is the Av. So why did the Gemara say that? How did Tosfos know all of a sudden from left field? How did Tosfos know such a lomdus that when you give a fellow Hasra, you have to be master in Mishum Av? So Tosfos had a Gemara to support this. Kidamin Mebrek told him, and Kuflam Mechase. And I tell you, went 138 plot into Pesach Shabbos to dig up the following Gemara. The Gemara is a Shaila and Afkuf Lamaches and Shabbos. Mishamer Mishumai Master in Bay. When you see a person straining wine on Shabbos, so there's no question straining wine on Shabbos is also, but it's not clear what the malacha is. The reason why it's not clear is we have a whole series of malachas in Shabbos that involve different kinds of separations of bad and good. We have malacha of borer, we have malacha of meraket, of sifting, we have zora, winnowing, a lot of malachas that are very, very similar to one another. And sometimes it's not 100% clear what if a person's doing action X, which one of these malachas it falls under. So the Gemara raises the machlokes amaroyim. What hasra do you give a fellow who's doing mishamer, who's straining wine? Mishumai mashamei. So Rabba Amar Mishum Borer. So Rabba says it's the malacha borer. It's the same as taking the bad from the good. It's like any other separating. It's malachas borer. Rabbi Zeira Amar Mishum Merakin. Rabbi Zeira said no. It's similar to sifting flour rather than to borer. So the Gemara has a whole discussion back and forth which one it should be closer to. So each Amora tries to defend his opinion why it's similar to this and not similar to that. At the end of the day, Tosfos says, wait a second. The premise of the Gemara was Misham Mishum My Masrin Bay. What asra do you have to give for mishamer? Why don't you just say, don't be mishamer? Why don't you just say, don't strain wine? Oh, you see, from here, from the fact that the Gemara formulates the question by saying, mishum my masun bay, that it's not sufficient to give asra al shem ha tolda. You should give asra, I have to give asra al shem ha av. So, and now you have to identify which av it is, and then you have a machlokes which one it is. So comes Tosfos and says, how come our Gemara and Baba Kama, when the Gemara is looking for nafkaminas, real live nafkaminas for what's an av, what's a tolda, how come not a mention, not a zecher, the fact that it's a nafkamina in Hilchas Hasra? So says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, says that the reason why the Gemara doesn't mention Baba Kama is because we totally, completely misread the Gemara in Shabbos. Yesh Tomadachi Parch, Mishumai Masrinan Bey Shuchayev. Rabba Mishum Borer, Avalim Hisserba Mishum Rocket Potter, the Kaven Shumaster Bedavish Ain Dome, Sava Shamali Bo Potter, Avalim Hisserba Amra Al Tashamar Chayev, says Tosfos, of course, if you say to the person, don't be Mishamir, don't do the Tolda, of course he's Chayev. What kind of shal is that? You identify the Nisa Deraisa, what's the difference? Now, Lomdus is an Av, is a Tolda, who cares? You told him what he's not allowed to do in Shabbos. Of course you're going to be high for that. Hasra doesn't require Hasra b'shem ha'av. So what's the Gemara talking about in Shabbos? It says Tosfos, the Gemara's talking about as follows. If you choose to give Hasra b'shem ha'av, that's okay, but you better make sure you get the right av. If you're going to tell him the wrong av, that's a litanus, that's a joke. So you say, a fellow's cooking on Shabbos. You say, oh yeah, you say, don't you dare, don't you know what's going to happen to you? You're writing on Shabbos, and writing on Shabbos is chayav skila. I think you're sugar, right? I'm cooking, I'm boiling an egg. He's telling me not to write. So Tosfos says, that's not Hasra. Hasra means that it has to be something that the person takes seriously. The person accepts and appreciates what you're saying and then goes out and doesn't listen to you. That's called Hasra. So comes to us and says, when the Gemara in Shabbos says, Bishumai Masenbe, the Gemara never meant to say that you have to give Asura B'Shem Av. There's no such halacha that you have to give Asura B'Shem Av. All the Gemara meant is, if you choose to give an Av, make sure you get the right Av. Well, you want to give B'Shem Atolda, because of that, you can give Asura B'Shem Atolda as well. So Tosa says, if that's the case, so then now the Gemara B'Kam makes perfect sense. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Anaf Kamina Ladina and Hukhas Asura, you have to give Asura B'Shem Av? The answer is, it's not true. There never was, never is such a din. That's how Tosus defends himself. That's how Tosus explains that Gemara, and almost did a little bit of reworking the Gemara Masechet Shabbos.
But he still could have answered. The Gemara still could have answered. The nafkamina is that if you're going to give B'Shem Av, which Av do you have to give?
Oh, a very good, excellent. But that's at the end of the day, that's a nafkamina between different avos. It's not nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda. It doesn't really matter whether it's an Av or a Tolda, because l'maisi either Hasra would be good. So the Gemara is trying to focus on the difference between an Av and a Tolda. So according to Tosus, they just basically took the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, basically tossed it away and said, and that Gemara doesn't mean what we thought it meant. Don't bother me. That's not what the Gemara meant. Comes the Shita B'Kubetzes, and the tenth of the Rambam comes and says, no, that Gemara probably meant what it sounds like, that you have to give Hasura B'Shem Av, but there's a reason why that's not mentioned in that Gemara. Says the Shita B'Kubetzes, in the name of the Taisa Shans, another set of Taisim, Inam, he says the Shita, Mar Mokom Rabbi Ten, Yeshloma Dahachta Hosam Haina L'Rabbanim, Aval Rabbi Liezer, the Machma B'Tolda K'mal Av, M'Stomak Yav B'Tolda, Ein Tzach L'Hasros B'Shem Av. Says Tosfos, whether or not you have, says Tosfos Shans, whether or not you have to give Hasra B'Shem Av or not, believe it or not, is a machloikis at Tanoim. Tanoim, we had Tanoim, who Tanoim, what Tanoim? Let's go back for a moment. We had a machloikis in Asugi between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. If a person does two things at the same time, they did an Av, and then a minute, second later, they did its Tolda. So it's from the same category, from the same basic area, they did an Av and they did a Tolda. How many Chatosas are the Chayav? The Chayav 1 or the Chayav 2. So we paskin like the Chacham only Chayav 1, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, so the Chayav 2. What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? What are they really arguing about? What's the Lomdus of that Machlokes? So the Acharonim explain, but the Lomdus is really very simple. The Torah tells us, you're not allowed to do 39 Melochos. That's the definition of Sasaka Melochos. Halacha Moshe Sinai, Melachas Hamishkan, Chashivas, whatever the world Melacha means, 39 categories, that's Alzeh Nepa B'Torah, Masasika Melacha. Now, we have another parasha called Toldos, which the Gemara is going to learn out from Sukkim. We're going to get to hopefully in the next Sugya. There's a parasha of Toldos. So we have Toldos this, we have Toldos that, and again, how you define Toldos, not clear. The half dozen Toldos for this Av, half dozen for that Av, etc. When a person violates Chilul Shabbos by doing a Toldah, identify what's the name of the Isser. What Isser are you doing? Is the name of the Isser the Av? Because there are only 39 Avos Melachos. When I do action B, I'm Chaya for A. A is the Av. The name of the Isser is Av. Is the Av. There are only 39 names of Isser and Shabbos. Alawad, when you do other things, we say, well, yeah, that's all included. That's all part of the Av. But do I say no? That's not what Toldos are. Toldos are New Chidushi Halacha. Toldos are saying the name of the Isser is the Tolda. You're not allowed to strain on Shabbos. Or according to some, you're not allowed to prune on Shabbos. That's the name of the Isser. So there are multiple Isserim on Shabbos. My nefkimin, it's all semantics. What's the name of the Isser? The Isser, yeah, this is the Tolda. Makes all the difference in the world. How many chatosas are you chayev? We mentioned yesterday, your chayev chatosas per averus that you did. So let's say if I eat on Yom Kippur, so I eat a bowl of cereal, and then I eat a bagel, and then I eat a slice of pizza, it's the same Aveira. So I'm only chayav once. We eat chametz and Pesach. I have a slice of pizza, I have a donut, I have a piece of bread. It's all the same Aveira. So I'm chayav one time. On Shabbos, if I cook, and I carry, and I sew, and I do makom patish, I did four different Aveiras. But now it gets tricky. I did an Av, and I did five of its toldos. How many Averis did I do? So the answer is depends on how do you define what the Averis is. If you define that there are only 39 Averis of Shabbos, and they're all others, and any Tolda is just the same Isser over and over and over and over again, that's tantamount to eating pizza, bagels, and donuts. It's all the same Avera. So you only chayav once. That's exactly what the Chachamim say, that everything revolves around the Av. The name of the game is the Av, and therefore one chatas per everything. But Rabbi Eliezer is a chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you chayev for the Av, and then you chayev again for the Tolda, and you're not chayev a third time for another Tolda. Every time you do anything and everything, you chayev multiple times. Rabbi Eliezer holds there are 5,000 different Ma'aseh Averus. That the Tolda is not a Ma'aseh Aver Diav. The Tolda is a separate, independent Avera. So that Lomdesha Chakira, whether a Tolda is a new Ma'aseh Avera, or whether Tolda is just a repeat of the Ma'aseh Aver Diav, that plays out Lamaise in terms of Chatosis. So now, the Shidduch Kubetz makes perfect sense. Let's ask ourselves conceptually. Forget what the Gemara says in Kuf Lamed Ches and Shabbos. Ask ourselves conceptually. You see a fellow doing a told on Shabbos. What hasra do you have to give the person? What are you supposed to identify? Hilchas hasra requires that you identify the Ma'aseh Aveira. So what is the Ma'aseh Aveira? So it depends. If you hold that the Ma'aseh Aveira is the Av, then you have to say the Av. You can't say the told. That's not the Aveira. The name of the Aveira, the name of the Yisra is the Av. That's exactly what the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches says. We should my Masin Bay, because that Gemara was following the view of the Chachamim, who say everything is the Av, and that's why the Chachamim say you only chayav one chatos, and therefore the Chachamim l'shitasam hold that you have to identify the Av. You can't identify the Tol. That's the wrong thing. That's not the Aveira. But the comment of Beis is Rabbi Eliezer speaking. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says Ula Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I can't find enough community between Avos and Toldos. So you can't tell me a story, enough community for Asura. Contribute, that's not going to work. That's what the Shittim Kvetzah says. The Rabbi Eliezer, the Machmer betoldok mo'av, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Yechayr for each one, mistomach yavit tolda, ain't so glasses for Shomav. You don't have to give Asura for the Av. It's enough to give Asura for the tolda, because that's the name of the Yisr. So Rabbi Eliezer, l'shitoso, who was exactly what the Gemara is talking about. Ula Rabbi Eliezer, that was the Gemara's kashrut of becoming the base. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't give Asra for the Af, okay, you give Asra for the Tolda. So when all the dust settles, this question about what the relation between Avos and Toldos is multifaceted. First of all, we weren't sure how to define the very definition of Avos in the first place. Is it only Mishkan? Is it Mishkan plus Chashivos? Is it Chashivos without Mishkan? A lot of different possibilities swirling around from yesterday. Once we identified what those magic 39 categories are, then we had a further question, are there 1 A, B, C, D, E, or that concept doesn't exist? So according to both Rashi and the Rambam, there is 1 A, B, C, D, E, but the Rambam and Rashi parted ways as to what defines A, B, C, D, and E. Is it purely Kavana, or is it a combination in a sense of the Maisa as well? Or do we take the view of the Ramach that A, B, C, D, E don't exist? There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's it. And anything else, by definition, is considered to be a Tolda. Then we had a further question, is there any Nafkamina at all? So Tosfos thought they had a Gemara that says that Hasra is a Nafkamina, and then Tosfos said, no, it's not really a Nafkamina, we misread that Gemara. All the Gemara meant in Shabbos was, if you're giving Hasra, make sure you get the right one, because otherwise the guy's going to laugh at you. But now the Tosfos Shan, so the Shem Kubet says, no, that Gemara may mean what it said, that maybe is a Halacha you have to give Hasra B'Shem Av, but that Gufa is a Machlekes HaTanoim. Where the Tanaim argue about it, says the Chel Shashans, that that machlekes is a result of a fundamental machlekes. What is the relation between Avos and Toldos? Name the Yisra and Shabbos. Is the name of the Yisra the Av, or is the name of the Yisra the actual mice that you're doing, are you the Toldos? My Nafkamina, two Nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, Legabe, how many karbonas do you bring? Nafkamina number two, vis-a-vis Hasra. So the entire sugya is Amakomi of Bishalom. We've defined what Toldos are, at least we have a lot of possibilities what Toldos are, how they exist, where they exist, my Nafkamina that they exist. But anything and everything we've been talking about is only a Chashabbos up until now. And the truth is, Matt, learn Masechah Shabbos, learn Bavakama. The only reason why we got into the discussion is because the Gemara related Toldos by Shabbos and Toldos by Bavakama. Hopefully, Mitzvah, after Yontif, we have to go back to Bavakama. Now that we know a little bit more about Avos and Toldos, see how does some of this play out in terms of Toldos and Zikin? What are some of the rules, some of the things that we've learned over the last couple of days? How is this going to potentially affect the beginnings of Bavakama in terms of the principles of Toldos, Toldos, Kayotzim, etc.? Hopefully, Mitzvah, after Yontif, we'll begin with the next.